Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and it's time to take a closer look at this year's budget. And a key component of the Singapore budget 2021 was sustainability and building a green home for all. A number of initiatives were covered in this year's budget announcement, such as the Agri-Food Cluster Transformation Fund, the ramping up of charging deployment to encourage electric vehicle adoption, and finally, the government will issue green bonds on select public infrastructure projects. In fact, Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat stated that green finance will be an important enabler to support the sustainability story for Singapore. And to discuss the budget further, we're joined today by Professor Annie Koh, Professor Emeritus of Finance at the Lee Kong Chian School of Business at Singapore Management University. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel, for having me.
It's always wonderful to have you on the show. So first, I've got to ask you, what stood out for you in this year's budget?
I think this year's budget actually gives us hope. And I really love it that we are addressing the short-term issues. We have not recovered fully from the impact of COVID-19, but we are not going to be hampered by just looking at that alone. In mid-term, we actually need to empower our businesses so that we could recover from the crisis. And we need to enable our workers with the right skills so that we can continue to contribute to the value creation. But it's the long-term vision of where we place Singapore. I think for Singapore, we are kind of taking this vision that we lead in certain things. We are no longer going to let the impact of COVID set us back by saying that, where do we go now? There is hope for the community, there's hope for the country. And I think one area in which we could lead is in the area of sustainability.
And we're going to delve a little bit deeper into that in just a second. But I want to ask you, Prof, is there anything that you felt that this year's budget perhaps missed?
I actually ran through the whole budget. I think MOF has been very open and give us access to all the points. Actually, if anything, it's trying to do a lot of things. So I wouldn't say anything they have missed, but I think there were many things that could be connected. So there should be some kind of integrative look, because there are so many things that you could actually, the big companies could actually work with the smaller companies and come together. So you may not have 100 million and above revenue for you to be taking part in some of the big LLE projects, but the LLEs also depend on the medium and the small companies. So I actually think there should be something more integrative and we could cluster together. And it gives me hope that we are all looking at all the measures and then we could sit down and maximum bang per buck so that we could do more with whatever you have. Currently,
you mentioned sustainability, and you know there was a heavy focus on sustainability in this year's budget, and a fresh scheme was announced to help Singapore businesses use resources more efficiently and develop new green products and solutions. What are your thoughts on the Enterprise Sustainability Program?
Oh, very good. Because actually the word sustainability is used all over the place. But when you come down to it at the level of the company, what exactly does it mean? And I think I'm focusing a lot on the SMEs, a lot of the family-owned enterprises. They would probably say, we want to do it right. We want to get there. But what does it mean if I am trading coal right now and I want to move towards greener coal, or I try to change my business products and I now do not want to look at coal only, but I want to diversify. So how do I get out of this? So the Enterprise Sustainability Program is to actually sit down with a lot of the companies and say, where you are now, maybe you're very brown and you want to get to light green. So where do you take that roadmap to get there? So the metrics for measurement, the standards for compliance, and then of course, the vision for the next step of the business. So I really like that idea. I hope that SMU could partake as being one of the vendors for the program, because we have a sustainability major within our university, and we also have a green finance center within the Singapore Management University. Yeah. So those are the different parts which I think needs to be drawn up. So although there's a lot of mention, remember I talked about long-term, and if you look at the booklet from the budget, the sustainability part only had 2 pages. Not because there were no ideas. The big vision is there. The aspirations are there. But how do we get the alignment? And then how do we turn that into action? So I call it the triple A program. So the aspiration is not enough. We need the alignment, 5 ministries coming together, connecting the dots, and then turn it into an action plan so that each enterprise would kind of know where do we go if we want to become more green, even if we are not so right now.
And of course, capital will be required to fuel Singapore's sustainability drive, and the government will take the lead by issuing green bonds on select public infrastructure projects. For a start, Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat said some 19 billion of public sector green projects have been identified for this. This includes Tuas Nexus, Singapore's first integrated water and solid waste treatment facility in Tuas, which will be ready from 2025. The government plans to issue green bonds on select public infrastructure projects. What are your thoughts on the issuance of these bonds? 19 billion, just the beginning?
So you see, it's a great number. And actually, it's not driven just because from the demand, the supply side. We need the money to fund the infrastructure. Many of the institutional funds have actually signaled. So family offices that do impact investing, institutional funds have actually looked at their own portfolio and they've actually sold down some of the bonds which are being issued by fossil fuel companies, because their board and their investors have told them in no uncertain terms that we do not want to see our portfolio consisting of such bonds. So there will be a demand for green bonds. And I think I could not think of a better timing than now, because interest rate structure is really quite low for the long-term bond funds. So government leads the way, walk the talk. Come up with the green bonds for longer term tenure, and will it be taken up? I can bet bottom dollars it will be, because the pension funds, the institutional funds, they all have a demand for it. And that also forms the yield curve, because currently we have a bond yield curve, which is like AAA, you know, it's rated on a credit basis, but we don't have a green bond capital markets and a green bond yield curve. So I think if the government leads, then that becomes the benchmark yield curve. And any corporate that is issuing a green bond would then be able to say, ah, then I have the benchmark and I know what is the extra premium that people would demand for me when they buy my bonds. And of course, shorter term, you're going to see a lot of green financing in the form of green loans, whether it's for project, whether it's for capital markets. So I really like this. It's, as you correctly pointed out, of course, 19 billion is not all at one go. All right, Rachel. So I think when you see the word long term, we're actually looking at the next 5 years. So, and Tuas Nexus will be like a showcase. So if people want to go to a green city, it's not just Singapore as a whole. It's like that place is where you go to benchmark, where there is total recycling from waste to clean energy, and everything there will be driven by the green mark. Not just in buildings, but in terms of the roads, the infrastructure, mobility. You will find that in the Nexus, all right, area, it might be fully electric vehicles. And it will be driven by technology accompanying the fixed assets and the physical assets. So we are pretty excited. That will be like a more green within the green part of Singapore. And if we can follow that prototype, then everything else, when we are refreshing our infrastructure, will then have a model to benchmark. But doesn't mean you copy, you keep improving. So you get better with each journey as you refresh your assets.
We're speaking with Annie Koh, Professor Emeritus of Finance Practice at Lee Kong Chian School of Business at Singapore Management University. One last question for you, Prof. Yes. Deputy Prime Minister Heng also added that the issuance of green bonds by the government will build on these efforts by deepening market liquidity for green bonds, attracting green issuers, capital and investors, and anchoring Singapore as a green finance hub. And you've mentioned there, you know, the bonds that will be issued will be set as a benchmark. So what does this mean for Singapore's financial landscape and the way that it will be evolving going forward?
And you will be amazed that only 2 days ago, the Singapore FinTech Association has just formed a Green Finance and Sustainability Committee. So it also means that the whole ecosystem, if you want to be given a mandate, all right, to serve one of our government or company projects, if you as an SFA member is not green, you're unlikely to get that. So this morning alone, I saw one of the fintech companies already signal that they are going to be zero carbon in their own operations, so that they could be one of those participants. So the benchmarking that I mentioned earlier, new issuers coming to us, our investment bankers, our private bankers, the whole lot of them will be talking green because this is the direction forward.
Wonderful. Well, Annie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Annie Koh, Professor Emeritus of Finance Practice at Lee Kong Chian School of Business at Singapore Management University, right here on Prime Time on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.